Your father's so tight, he can back into a wall and suck out a brick. You could never be like my mother.
You're right about that, Martin. I can't grow a mustache.
You better stop before I say something I regret.
Too late. You already have. Maybe we are too different, Martin.
I guess we gotta do what we gotta do. How about two friends get together tomorrow night for dinner?
I have a girlfriend here that's dying to meet you.
Hey, he is a minister at the church on Thursday.
So why don't you get on your knees?
What?
And pray with me. This is my new girlfriend, my new baby. Right, I'm gonna let you be alone, you and your uncle.
I'm in love with you, Martin Payne.
Gina, move over. It's cold. Come on, Gina. What is wrong with you, Gina?
I don't know, Martin. Maybe I could call her and ask.
Oh, Nicole. Oh. Thank God you're here, Nicole. I had this terrible nightmare about my old girlfriend. I ain't mentioned her in my sleep, did I?
8 times, Martin.
Oh, damn.
You still love her, don't you?
Yeah, but every time me and you have sex, I love her a little bit less.
Martin, we have not had sex once.
All right, well, damn. Sorry, all right? Okay, I couldn't because of Gina. But if anybody ever asks, you tell them it's because we ain't had no protection, all right?
Okay. But, Martin, I have to tell you that I'm still in love with my old boyfriend. And I know I told you that I love you last night, but I don't.
You ain't gotta say it like that. I don't love you.
I know, Martin. How did we get ourselves into this mess?
I don't know about you. Me and Gina had this big, crazy fight. And she said some things I don't think I could forgive.
Like what?
She said some things about my mother. Said my mother had a mustache.
Okay.
The hell is so funny? No, you know what? Y'all gonna stop that old laughing and joking about my mother's facial hair. This gonna cease. Yeah.
You know, Martin, you just made me realize how stupid my argument was with my old boyfriend, and I have got to go and apologize.
Yeah.
You know, I think you should do the same with Gina.
Please. Nah, hell no. I got my pride.
Well, I guess you gotta do what you gotta do, Martin.
Yep. Mm.
Thank you for being so sweet.
No.
Bye, Martin.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey there! How you doing?
Fine.
Oh, well, it's real good to meet you, Miss Barbie. Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess another one to bit the damn dust. Oh, my goodness.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you don't gotta know what I'm talking about, okay? Because you are hot fire. You are history, okay? Martin dropped you like a bar of soap.
First of all, Martin did not drop me.
That's what they all say. Rejected, girl. All right, so go on home and don't let me catch you back around here again, okay? Because I will throw you down the incinerator, okay? And let me tell you something, all right? Weave hair, Oh, it stinks when it burns. Oh, my God.
No. Because, see, this is my hair. Thank you.
Oh, so what, you got Indian in your family? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Little girl, just go home and change your pampers, okay?
Little girl, look, don't get hurt by this little girl, okay?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Bitch, don't you put your hand in my face. You don't put your hand in my face. I will hurt you, okay? I will hurt you. So what you trying to do? You better go home if I bust your ass.
Here's your paper.
So, how was your date with my cousin Leon? Was it everything I told you or what?
Pam, your cousin Leon is a psycho-religious, sexually repressed ex-con.
So, other than that, how was the date?
Awful. Oh, and guess who was there?
Who?
Martin showed up with his new girlfriend.
Really? What does she look like?
Cute. Young. Real young.
So Martin went and got himself a young tenderoni. That dog. Girl, don't even worry about him, because I got another cousin I want to hook you up with. See you.
That's all right, Pam. I'm through with men in your family. Excuse me.
Okay, fine. You don't want to go out with my cousin Elston, then fine. Go ahead and be a sap and apologize to Martin.
No, darling, that is not going to happen. It's Martin's fault. I'm not apologizing for anything. You can forget that.
Gina, you know you be running right now.
Hi. My name is Michael.
Hello, Michael. My name is Pam. And this is Gina.
I just moved in down the hall and all my stuff is still in boxes. Could I borrow some coffee?
You hear that, Gina? He wants to borrow coffee. Gina's got plenty of coffee and trust me, she knows how to grind it. Come on in. Damn. Gotta go.
Pam, you said you were going to give me a lift.
I don't have time, Gina. Maybe Michael here could take you downtown. What kind of car did you say you drove?
Mercedes, 450 SL.
Go, Michael. See you later.
Pam, hey, Pam. Coffee coming right up. Have a seat, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, I'll read the paper.
Okay. Yo.
Staff.
Oh, what's happening?
Billy D. Williams get here yet, man?
Not yet.
How'd you get Billy D. to come on the show anyway?
Oh, I was driving in traffic and he rear-ended me. Whiplash, Martin. No celebrity likes a lawsuit, especially one who's known for liking Colt 45. Hello, Billy DeWitt.
Hello, Stan. How you doing? How's your neck?
Oh, it's getting better.
Yo, what's up, Billy D. Williams, man? I'm Martin.
How you doing?
Hey, man, I loved you in Lady Sings the Blues, man. You was all of that. You the man.
Well, thank you very much, young man. If my star shined at all, it was a reflection of the brilliant talent of my beautiful leading lady, Diana Ross.
Smooth, Billy D. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
Do you call yourself Billy D. Williams because otherwise you'd be known as William D. Williams? Excuse me.
Here you go, Billy. Have a seat right here, man.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna let you two soul brothers get acquainted, Billy, because now I've gotta go and return that call to Jacoby and Myers.
You do that.
So, look here, Billy, I thought we'd talk about why you're in town, your charity work, you know, stuff like that, man.
Martin, I detected in your vocal inflections the tone of a man who's going through a grave romantic crisis. Am I correct?
How could you possibly know that?
Martin, who are you talking to?
Billy D. Williams.
Well, I think that says it all. Now, tell me about your problem. Perhaps I can be of some assistance.
Billy D, Mr. Williams. Me and my girl Gina, man, got in this big, crazy fight. We fight all the time, man.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hurt and anger are frequently the residues of extreme passion. Continue.
Right. Well, anyway, man, I guess we just finally got tired of apologizing, man. Neither one of us wants to make the first move. Mm-hmm. So here I am, Billy, man. I'm hurting, Billy, I'm hurting.
Well, tell me, Martin, do you love this Gina?
Most definitely.
Well, then the course is simple, then. You must apologize.
Hell no, Billy, I can't do that. I got my pride, Billy.
Pride? Well, I despise that word, Martin. Pride is like a toxic chemical in the garden of love. And Gina is your flower in that garden, Martin. If you nurture her, cherish her, she'll return that love with the full glory of the blossoming of her fragrance. But if you choke her with that weed called pride, Martin, both your love and hers will wither and die.
With that, man?
Well, that's a line from my new movie, but that's not important. The most important thing is that you and Gina get back together. Now, tell me again. Do you love Gina?
Yes,
you
Billy.
Cherish her?
Yes, Billy.
Does she sing your heart song like no other woman has?
Yes, Billy. Yes!
I'm the boy.
Oh, get
her
back.
And apologize.
Get her back.
Ernie Barnes paving is to see urban America. Don't you agree?
Yes, he is my favorite artist. Mm.
Whoa, I lost track of time.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I get carried away when I talk about art. This was fun.
Yeah, it was. You know, it's really nice to finally meet a man who shares some of my same interests.
I hope there's a lot more we'll share.
Yeah.
Oh, allow me.
Thank you.
Please leave a message after the beep.
Gina, you still there? Baby, it's Martin. Look, there's something I want to tell you. Gina! Damn!
Tommy, man, I finally realized that what me and Gina fought over was stupid. And I got to get my baby back. Because I got to tell you, Tommy, Cole, success is nothing without someone you love to share with.
I forgot Billy D was on his show today. He told you to say that, didn't he?
Yeah, so, that's how I feel, Tommy.
Dad, Martin, I forgot how your hallway smelled. Okay, what is the emergency and what do you want?
Pam, I need you.
I know you're horny and everything, but Gina's my best friend.
Please, I stop wishing, okay? Now, where is she?
I'm not telling. I'm not gonna let you hurt her any more than you already have.
Oh, so you're not gonna tell me even though it's an emergency?
What's the emergency?
Her father, Pam, he was hurt in an avalanche.
Wrong, he's in Mexico. Try again.
Well, excuse me. It was an El Avalanchio. Now, where is she?
Look, Martin, if Gina wanted to call you, she'll call you. So just stop sweating her.
So there's a phone where she is, huh?
She's in a phone booth. Let's go.
She's not in the phone booth. She's on a date in a restaurant.
Tommy, how did you know that?
I didn't, but you just told me, so now I...
Now, this restaurant Gina's at, are there any golden arches involved?
There would be if you were taking her out.
Whoa, okay. All right, so it's an expensive place that she's at. It's the kind of expensive place that you take a woman on the first date when you want to impress her.
Shay Maurice.
Why don't you just leave her alone? I saw this guy and he's like perfect for her. You're too late.
No! It's never too late for love. Now I got to go change. Thanks, Pam.
Hey, Pam, thanks, okay? It's for the better. Thank you, Pam. It's
you
for
try
the...
Cole and I'll bust you upside your head.
Do you know you have the most beautiful smile? It lights up the whole room.
Thank you, Michael. You're fun to be with.
Mademoiselle, flowers from the gentleman.
Oh, Michael, that is so sweet. You shouldn't have.
I didn't.
Oh. Not that gentleman. That gentleman. Sir, we're not going to have the same problem we had last time, are we?
Nah, I'm chilling, garçon. Peace.
Thank you, sir. For this, you can wreck the place.
You want my hand to fall off? Gina. Gina, it's been a long time.
Martin, it was just last night.
Well, a night without you, baby, is like an eternity. Cigarette?
I don't smoke and neither do you.
I do now, Gina. Since you left me, I might as well smoke. Get lung cancer and die.
Hi. My name is Michael. Do you two know each other?
This is my old boyfriend, Martin.
Well, then, maybe I should leave you two alone.
No need to, Michael. You won the woman. Do you know what you have in this woman here, Michael?
Yes. I've got a woman who appreciates the finer things in life. And if I get the chance, I'm going to shower her with nothing but the best.
That's nice, Michael. But what do you mean by the finer things in life, man?
Well, take tonight. Mm-hmm. I picked her up in my 450 SL. Took her to the finest restaurant, and later on tonight we'll drink some 20-year-old cognac in my neo-Italian furnished apartment.
Damn, Michael, you make me want to go. Can I go? Well, Michael, I can't afford all that. All I could do is light some candles, put on some Luther Vandross, draw up a nice hot bubble bath, and then lay her down on a nice soft bed covered with rose petals. And then stare in her eyes, and she'll stare back at me and go, "You go, boy." But I guess that's not the finer things in life. Huh, Gina?
I'm gonna go to the men's room. Get rid of him, Gina.
Martin, what are you doing?
Trying to win you back, Gina. Now, what's up, babe? Huh? You don't want him. You know you want me. Oh, okay. So it's like that. I'm too late, huh? I'll go. Because if I stay, I just get in your way. So I'll go.
but I think of you every step of the way. Bittersweet memories, Gina. That's all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Don't you cry. We both know I'm not what you need. Look, Gina, baby, look, I'm sorry, baby. This is all my fault. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too, baby.
I know you're different from me, but that's what I love about you, babe. Let's not fight anymore.
Hey, but if we don't fight, we can't make up.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what, Martin? I have missed you so much.
Yeah.
And I would rather fight with you than just get along with somebody that I don't love.
Garcon, champagne for everybody, man. Okay, a partner that's in the bathroom paying for it. We out of here.
What?